As I'm doing these Beyond Today dailies, it's the month of May, which means it's wedding season. And on my plate, I have a lot of wedding invitations. And you know what that means? It means my bank account's drying up. No, what it really means is I get to attend a lot of joyous occasions. A wedding is a great time to go and watch, to come together before God in the matrimony and holy wedlock. There's a scene from the book of Revelation, one of the seven Beatitudes, which I've been covering in a series here, and it's actually the fifth Beatitude in Revelation chapter 19 that talks about a wedding. In verse 9, he said to me, "Write, blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb." The marriage supper of the Lamb. The Lamb is Jesus Christ. And he said to me, "These are the true sayings of God." So it is a blessing to be called to what is described in this scripture and other places in the Bible, especially the Gospels, the marriage supper of Jesus Christ. It is actually the marriage of Jesus Christ to the church, to his body, to the spiritual organization that he has been building ever since the day of Pentecost that is mentioned in Acts chapter 2, a spiritual body of which he is the head. And Revelation here describes this scene of a marriage supper that will take place at Christ's second coming. That's going to be a joyous occasion. That's what a marriage is. Two people coming together to consummate their vows before God in a union that God has sanctified, where a man and a woman become one flesh before God. This particular marriage supper comes at the end of, in a sense, all of God's purpose and plan for mankind on this earth with Christ's second coming and the marriage of Christ to the church. Christ said that it would be something that would be joyous. The Christian life that God calls us to was never promised to be easy, but God did say that it would be worth it. And when we come to this marriage supper, God pronounces a blessing upon those who take part in that, just as a wedding event is a great opportunity and a great blessing today. There's another scripture that points to this in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 2, where the Apostle Paul says, "I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." He's speaking in spiritual terms of a faithfulness, an obedience, and a loyalty to Christ. Paul said he wanted all those who were called to the church to attain to, which is a prelude to that marriage that is described here in Revelation 19:9 as the marriage supper of the Lord, a blessing, one that we all want to be in attendance at. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.